Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Rosebel Ines. I am a PhD candidate in the Ecology, Evolution, and Behavior program at Binghamton University, which is a state university in New York. I work with seed dispersing ants and forest flora plants in eastern North American deciduous forests. And the herb I would like to introduce to you today is hepatica. There are two species native to North America, but the one that I'm familiar with is the sharp-lobed hepatica, otherwise known as Anemone acutiloba. Hepatica is widely distributed across eastern North America, and mainly they're often found in rich, moist soils under a dense shade of maple forests, as well as in like steep banks of creeks, and they're also very tolerant of limestone soils. So hepatica actually has another common name, which is liver leaf, which references the resemblance of its leaf shape to the human liver. And so the leaves grow at the base of the plant, which are three-lobed. And one way to tell it apart from the other native species in North America is that the tips of the leaves are pointed, whereas the other one are rounded. Given that they're early flowering, in large they pollinate themselves. And bees are known pollinators, but because these are early flowering, the bees may not always be active. And yeah, hepatica doesn't even have nectar, so yeah. What a lot of people don't know about hepatica and other spring ephemerals in eastern deciduous forests is that they have a beneficial interaction with ants, woodland ants, particularly in the genus Aphenogaster. So these plants actually produce seeds at different times when ants are active, and there's a attachment on their seed that attracts ants. And so hepatica produce the seeds with fatty acid, like a fatty acid attached to their seeds. So when the ants look for food on the forest floor, they carry the seed away because they're attracted to it. They carry it away and then they take it back to their nest. They feed it to their babies or the brood, and then they take the seed out of their nest and like plant it. So it may be planted in a more suitable area for the plant, and so they escape predation and also competition from their siblings or the parent.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.